is DK. Welcome to the Wheel Print Podcast, brought to you by APM Medical Supplies. This podcast is created to uncover the inside game of adaptive athletes, their untold stories of what drives them and makes them tick. So be prepared to be inspired as we discover the trials and triumphs of the human spirit. Enjoy this show.
Hey, this is DK, hey. And I am the host of the Wheel Print Podcast. I want to welcome our next guests because they are very close friends of mine, and they have changed the world in which we roll, and that is the Performax wheelchair guys and movement. I just also want to mention we're going Facebook Live, which is new for us. But for all the Facebook Live listeners and fans out there joining to be part of the DK and May giveaway through Performax and partnered with DK3, welcome, welcome, and welcome. And I can say the same thing to the owner, Mr. Willie Hernandez, and to the marketing guru and partner, Chris Comer. I can't wait to get this episode moving, and welcome, guys. How you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Dave.
Good, DK. Thanks for bringing us on board here. Excited to be invited to be on here. I know where we at, like, this is your seventh episode, so pretty cool to be a part of this.
Yeah. I'm so grateful, and it's going to be good, but hey, look, we'd be hard pressed to figure out who goes back the furthest, but I literally have known you two since you were kids, you know, which also lays claim to me being the OG, but I'm solid with that. But, you know, Willie from LA, anywhere's from 8 to 10 years old. Chris, you in Michigan when you came to Davidson College for the NWBA Junior Nationals. And I think my wife and I we picked you and your mom maybe up from the airport. We've known each other a long time, and look at us now, you know. So what do you think about that long-term friendship and relationship we've had?
Well, for me, Dave, really – and I don't know if you knew this, but when I first met you, we did that Abby Reynolds shoot in like 1980 or something like that. That was my first time ever meeting someone that played wheelchair basketball. I had heard about the sport, but since I used to play on my crutches, I used to drop one crutch and dribble around with one hand. Then I got the opportunity to do this Abby Reynolds shoot. And they put me in an electric chair while you were in a basketball chair. But that was my first introduction to you. And that was really actually the whole start of just what sparked my interest in the sport.
Yeah. Just hearing what you just said, it just shows you how far we've come, you know, in terms of advertising and how backwards that sounds, that they're going to put you in we don't even call it a power chair, you know, it was an electric chair then, you know. And then there's Chris from Michigan, man. How about your memories?
You know, I'm so lucky. Like when I rolled onto the scene, I feel like I walked into some wheelchair basketball royalty, right? Like I was straight under, you know, Lee Montgomery's wing and Dave Kroon and Leon and all those legends, right? Of West Michigan here, at least to me growing up and seeing them, you know, and 9 years old traveling, you know, to my first national tournament, have no idea what I'm showing up to. I had Paul Schulte as my teammate, right? I'm just a little kid. And you and your wife pick up my team, or me and Lee, or whoever, you know, my family at the airport. So just extremely blessed, right, to see wheelchair basketball at such a young age, you know, a year or two after my injury, you know, young, seeing what the potential was for it. You were you know, you were at the status you were then. This was 1997 for context, right? It was, you know, Paulie's senior year. And I was able just to see some really cool stuff. So, you know, it's all gratitude, you know, to the people involved. And then shortly after that, you know, get to meet Willie and work together on equipment. And, you know, fast forward here 20 plus years. And it's amazing where we've all ended up and that we get to work together. And, you know, I've looked up to you guys all so much my entire life. And now, you know, we're all working together still with that common purpose of, you know, changing lives through the sport we love. So.
Yeah. Amen. And we're going to get into some of that in between stuff, you know, because it's really important developments and happenings and such. But it doesn't happen unless there's a beginning. And Willie, you chose to go to college and major in engineering is my understanding. And I would like to have you, probably a lot of people don't know why you chose to go to college and or how it came to be that you had the dream of forming your own wheelchair manufacturing company, Performax. So why don't you enlighten us on some of that process in the beginning that's critical to our history?
Yeah. Well, really, for me, when I first was recruited to UTA, at the time, I was excelling in different sports. I loved wheelchair basketball, track, tennis, and we used to do the Cal games out there in California. You know, Les Hayes that introduced me to all these different sports. You know, pretty much we would play any sport, every adaptive sport that there was during the time. And for me, just thinking that there was somehow or some way that I was going to go to a college and get a full scholarship for that's just, you know, something to dream of, right? But the opportunity came up when I met Stephen Welch at one of the track meets that had said Jim Hayes was looking for individuals to attend the University of Tech Charleston because there was a new program that was being created. And so I was the first recipient to get the scholarship at the University of Tech Charleston. And of course, you know, if I was going to go to college, I didn't want to do just anything. And one thing that really got my interest was engineering. And from there, it just started, just ideas. We used to gather together. There was a group of four of us at the time. Feng Tran, Jesus Alamillo, Shay Mack, and myself, four guys that we used to get together that played on the collegiate wheelchair basketball team at the time. And we were all wannabe engineers at the time. And so anyhow, we were thinking, you know, there needed to be some changes. There needed to be some changes in the product. We were seeing at the time that Quickie was dominating out there. They were creating some lightweight products, aluminum at the time. And we felt they were not fully customized. They were just pretty much off the shelf kind of a product is what we felt. And we needed to change a few things to better improve our performance out there on the basketball court, because most of these chairs were made for everyday use, but they were being modified for the sport. At the time, pretty much you were running around with 12 degrees to 15 degree camber as an everyday chair, as you remember, Dave. So it's one of those things that, you couldn't afford buying two chairs and having two chairs for one or the other. So we came up with the idea to come out with the ideal sports chair. And of course, we got together with one of our counselors. His name was Dr. Kugel. Dr. Kugel helped us at the time just because we weren't really engineers and get some of our ideas together. Of course, we would, as he would put it, we would talk, but there was no action. And so finally, he got us together one weekend and we learned the Excel program of computer aided design. So we did the crash course of AutoCAD at the time. And I ended up excelling in that. And I learned some of that software that was being developed in the early 90s, because most of the things that we were doing at the time was just new, the software, you know, AutoCAD and all that, that that was being developed at the time. It pretty much was not being used out there. Everything was still old school. So that was just one of those things that just, it sparked my idea to say, well, somewhere or another, the equipment we're using needs to improve. And so in the end, I just felt that it was just a calling. Of course, in the end, what really put the nail in the coffin on the idea, just going into this type of market, was Raul Ortega pretty much was my teammate with the Dallas Wheelchair Mavericks. He never played in college, but he ended up playing with the Dallas Wheelchair Mavericks. He was recruited. He was one of the best players in Mexico at the time. Of course, on the side, he was doing his own manufacturing, making his own chairs, everydays and sports. And I got the chance before I graduated to do an intern in 1996 with him. And I learned a few things with him. And that pretty much sparked just my interest, that I felt a lot of love towards the sport, and not just the sport alone, but the equipment, how the equipment needed to improve. I was seeing some of these cyclists out there, how they have had improved their product to make them better. Lance Armstrong and all those others, right? Just being able to take that product to the edge. And that was one thing that for me that I felt like it was missing. Not a lot of emphasis towards the equipment. It was more towards the game. But in the same time, I felt like if the equipment improved, the game would improve as well. So that's where it just really deep down inside, I felt like that was one of the things that was missing in our sport. So pretty much engineering was definitely my calling, just because of, you know, my day-to-day habits.
Yeah, we're so grateful that it was, you know, but to get to the point of Performax, I'm going to form my company and I'm going to call it Performax. You know, tell us just briefly how that went down.
Yeah, I mean, well, back to the four guys, right? So that's why I mentioned the four. And the four comes from a Pennzoil commercial. When we were in college, they used to say Performax, performance to the max. But we added the four because of the four individuals in it. And so we spelled it P-E-R, the number four, M-A-X. So performance to the max was the whole wow. Slogan. Yeah. When I graduated, there was some of the guys moved on, and a few of us just decided, well, that the idea of creating this ideal sports chair just kind of broke off. You know, we got more concentrated on getting out of school instead of trying to create this chair, right? We never did, but it still laid in me. It was still, I felt like something needed to happen. So in 99, after I had graduated, of course, I went on to work for an automation company, robotic automation. That's where I kind of got my feet wet and learned pretty much manufacturing techniques and whatnot. But on the side, I was helping out Raul Ortega. And in 99, I saw this opportunity where I wanted to be able to bring Performax and really let the world know that, hey, we have an idea and we want to improve it. And I asked Raul Ortega if he wanted to manufacture the product out of Mexico and I would design it here in the United States. Unfortunately, it never panned out. He felt, you know, he was really busy with what he was doing since he already had his gig going, right? And so I was just getting going here in the United States. And so I just took the plunge. 99, I just took the plunge. We sold one chair, that year. We won actually with the Dallas Wheelchair Mavericks a national championship that year. I remember it really clearly because I remember that one purchase was Mike Avian from Canada. He loved our product, and we were getting a lot of interest from up there, but unfortunately, not enough, right? Not enough. And so we were losing our butts, you know, out there, just because Quickie was such a force to reckon with, and they were so big, and they had so much following for so many years, like yourself and many others. And that's where I felt, well, I knew I had a good product. I knew I had something to offer. It just, I needed to give it time. I needed to pretty much just put my head down and just go. And just the little ideas and some of the interest that I was getting from many other individuals, I think in the end, it would always give me that little small spark to keep going and keep going. Even though we were losing every year, I felt like there still was a product to be had, right? And to be introduced out there. And the game was changing just because the anti-tippers at the time in 1999 were just barely coming in. There was no anti-tippers, as you know, in the past. And so when you started introducing the fifth wheel and then click straps and all these different things into the game, that just changed the game dynamically. And, you know, Chris was one of them that pretty much was an animal out there. He destroyed some of our chairs out there as we first started and getting into the market.
I've been associated a long time. I never heard the story about how the name came to be and that it's more meaningful than, you know, on the surface it looks like. So Chris, you know, let's talk about the Performax difference, you know, kind of in your wheelhouse. You know, as a company for decades now, you guys have been doing things differently, you know, and better than anybody else. And, and thus you've created a loyal culture, a following, a brand of the kind that, is legend. Why don't you go into how it came to be that Performax became number one in the world?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome that you say that and appreciate that. You know, that's surely what we try to do every day, right? And I think it starts with people, of course, you know, and I know back in the day, Willie had his group of four guys, right? And they had a vision. And right now it's the people that consume our product and support us, those organizations, those people that see the difference, right? And I think what separates us from anybody and what it was that drew me into Performax as a 16-year-old kid was accessibility to the product, right? And to the people and the experts. You know, I was having issues. You know, my skills were superseding the equipment that was available, but I didn't have any outlet to go to, right? To say, hey, I'm struggling with this. Just like you guys had to innovate the products you used in, you know, back in the day to get the game where it's at. You know, product evolution has been something that's been huge over the last 30 years. And it's something that we're continuing to push the envelope on, you know, and that's Willie and his design, right? You know, we started about those early years. Well, now it's, you know, tens of thousands of units later, you know, and you know, a huge amount of people that have been touched by this equipment and felt the difference, right? And dealing direct with your user, I think, really allows us to have a better understanding, you know, of every player and what they're up against. You know, you've helped us out over the years, right? There's multiple people that have always helped us out in the understanding that they have, right? And it's so refreshing as a consumer when you talk to somebody that can understand and relate and be there for you to help, you know, help you make those changes you need. So, you know, evolution for us has been huge, and it's always kind of based from our customers pushing us out of our comfort zone, really out of our comfort zone, to continue to evolve these, you know, exotic creatures now that are just amazing pieces of art that are so custom built and incredible. And it's just cool to be a part of and see the change that's taken place over, you know, our 21 years, you know, first as a consumer and, you know, most recently as a, you know, partner in this adventure with with Willie and even you guys at DK3. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, and it's got to be so gratifying. I mean, not to blow your dress up too big here, but I mean, you really have changed. You've changed the world we live in through mobility and through sport and through just the way it looks, you know. And I'm grateful for your two skill sets, you know, Willie sitting in the office working on the computer design of new stuff, and you doing the same thing, except you're trying to put it out there and create an image and
a lifestyle
yeah. that people can just, I want that. And you've been very successful at it. Willie, you know, a lot of people, you know, I think now, you know, as we get a little bit older, people just, they put us in a place and they don't really know what transpired before, but listeners should know that you're a former there's no such thing as a former, you were a Paralympian and a medalist. I actually was on that team with you in 2000 when Paul Schulte, who we've spoke about, one of the greats of the game from Michigan and now living in Florida, hit the miracle shot to bring home a bronze medal, which I'm not usually a bronze medal guy, but I got pretty excited given the alternative. But so not only are you a medalist and a Paralympian, you brought up one national championship when you were young. Brother, I have done some research and in talking with you, you know, all your national championships, you have got to be the person that has the most national championships of all time, counting, you know, college, Division One, the whole deal. And people need to know that. I don't know what you want to say about it, but go ahead and take a quick stab at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I don't like to talk about this type of stuff just because really it doesn't identify who I am. It's how I kind of want to state it. I have had just great teammates along the way, just awesome teammates and opportunities, doors that have opened up for me. And I feel that has been the thing that has given me those opportunities, you know, the meet people that I have met along the way that have allowed me to be part of that group. Like I was part of the Paralympic team just alongside with you, Dave, you know, that you've had done so many Paralympics and that was my first one. And I was just happy to wear that USA jersey. I really worked hard for that and to be part of that. And with the Dallas Wheelchair Mavericks for so many years, I played with them. And man, we had a fantastic group of talent out there. You know, you name it. I mean, I named a few: Raul Ortega, you know, Troy Sachs, Stephen Welch, Reggie Colton, Tree Waller. You know, all those individuals. I had the privilege to sit there. You know, Jeff Klaspiner, you know, just climbed Mount Everest. You know, these individuals, just fantastic talent, and worked so hard to be where they were. I was there along for the ride and I had the opportunity to be part of those groups and call it lucky. I'm not sure, but man, definitely got the opportunity to feel those victories with alongside of those guys. And definitely I feel humbled, you know, to be part of that.
Well, we appreciate you, your humility and humbleness and all that. But the bottom line is you were more than just around for the ride. And I certainly know that what we do and what we accomplish doesn't necessarily define who we are as a person inside. But it does say a lot. you know, about where you get your drive from and why Performax is looking through the front windshield at where they're going next, which is a question that I have, maybe Chris or Willie, you know, moving forward and doing what you do best, how is it to keep that attitude when you know that you have others that want your spot at the top, you know? So talk about how you just keep it moving and staying ahead of the game.
You want to take it, Chris, or should I?
I'm happy to. I mean, for us, again, it's like people in treating, you know, treating our consumers, right? Like they've never been treated before, especially in the wheelchair industry. You know, a lot of people have really unfortunate circumstances across the board on how they can, you know, how they've been introduced to a wheelchair, their experiences of using that chair, and let alone sports, right? You know, so I think for me, the forefront, and I think as an organization too, is always to how can we positively impact others and bring others up, right? And be that team approach, right? We don't want anyone with a new injury to feel alone, right? There's a whole team of people out here. There's a whole team of a wheelchair manufacturer here to help you, you know, through your rehabilitation and help you transition to life in a wheelchair or transition to life as an elite athlete, you know. We're so lucky too to start with these young kids and help them with their equipment reach these goals that they didn't think were obtainable. So, you know, case in point was, you know, for me, for sure, like coming to Willie wanting better equipment. You definitely, you know, need the whole package to play at the highest level in this sport. But, you know, equipment is a huge part of that. Having support of that with that equipment and someone that understands it, it's just amazing. And I think right now there's no one that can provide that level of understanding and service and innovation, right? You know, me and Willie are talking this morning, right, about how can we communicate better to make the best possible end product, right? And that's something, you know, after a 10 or 12 year relationship that we still are focusing on, right? And that's the number one most important thing, is how can we make our customer the most the happiest they could be? How can we change that kid's life, like mine was changed or Willie's was changed when we, you know, were able to open up a whole world of possibilities because of that wheelchair and because of that chair being our tool, right? So, you know, wheelchair is our tool still to this day, right? Manufacturing them and change lives, just like it was a tool to get, you know, Willie to college, myself to college, us to wait, you know, to wear USA on our chest, to have amazing teammates. So the team component, I think, is what really is going to keep us, you know, together and unified and hopefully on top.
Yeah. The view from up top has got to be good, as others can only aspire to attain. And your diligence and those communicating moments like you had already today with Willie are, again, part of the reason that you're able to be so successful and change people's lives. So, and a lot of it is the relationships that you form, you know, through the process. We touched briefly on it, but you know, you have mega relationships with Challenge Athletes Foundation, the collegiate side of wheelchair basketball and sport, the NWBA itself. But then you have these little programs, even like the giveaway right now that helps whoever win something very cool with the Performax brand and the DK3 stuff, which we're privileged to do. But talk about those relationships and how important they are to, you know, becoming who Performax is.
Well, for us, you know, it's always been about relationships. You know, one thing that I learned you were really close with Dave was Wayne Kinishigi. He was very close to a lot of the players that were out there that were using the product. And Wayne being part of Quickie at the time, I remember him because he was almost like part of the players, right? And that's one thing that I never wanted to lose connection with, is being speaking the same language with the rest of the other group, seeing what concerns they had, what concerns I have with what I use to make it better, because my concerns are everyone else's concerns as well, you know, as a user. So definitely you always want to keep those doors open for criticism and whatnot to better the product, and having those open relationship, open channels to be able to communicate with some of the organizations, you know, universities that, you know, that we sponsor, and they have our product and carry our product. They use it a bit more, you know, on the everyday basis, and give you feedback on some of the things that we need to improve on to better the product. It's important, and definitely not a criticism. It's more just being able to, how can we improve our product better to better everyone else's life? Because in the end, it's not just benefiting them, it's benefiting us all in the sport that we love, you know. So I think that's the part, is you know, we're in a niche market. You know, we all know each other out here, and you know, if you hear one thing, you hear, you know, tomorrow from someone else, you know. And so definitely you want to always be at least aware that we're all family. And this, it's already very difficult in the adaptive world to be able to raise money for your team and things like that. And we're aware of those type of things, and we try to help at times for individuals to get that, those equipment. We've donated equipment, we've given away equipment. You know, it's just recent, we had an individual out of Colombia that we ended up giving them an everyday chair, just because you had Ryan Anthony, which represents us in Minnesota, ended up going to Colombia, saw this guy that was struggling in E&J chair. Hey, if I can do it, we all can do it. Why not? We can give and change a life. And these are things that we're capable of, you know, changing people's lives, bettering, giving them that tool to get to the next level. And I that's what happened to me. I remember going to some of these small little camps that they used to host out there in California, Saddleback College. I was given a chair, you know, and man, it changed my life. There's no way that my parents at the time could afford a chair like that. And I was given an opportunity, and I used it to the fullest to be able to excel in these sports, these adaptive sports nowadays.
Well, I what I hear and feel is like there are relationships forged that just make business sense, and you have to have those. Yep. But then there's also the relationships and or the doing the next right thing to help someone and change their life, when it makes no business sense except creating another loyal advocate of your company. And I hope and know that you guys won't ever lose the heartbeat like of that. It's why I'm proud to be a Team Performax guy. You know, I feel both sides of a well-run organization that's got heart. You know, your involvement with DK3, the elite 3-on-3 invitational stuff that's going on around the United States. You were there from almost the beginning. Even before you were involved with me, you were still supporting that concept because it was new, and you saw something in it. And matter of fact, Willie, when I was tired and when I wanted to just go against the poster that I have that says I will never fade away, I was ready to fade away. I was tired, and you re-motivated me to carry DK3 even further. So I'm so grateful for that. And I think I'm representative of so many people that you work with and support, that's where all this loyalty and love comes from. But moving on, talking about Performax in Tokyo, you know, you have a lot of athletes involved and going, and I'm sure that creates a whole nother focus internally. What does Tokyo look like from the Performax perspective and its athletes?
Yeah, well, we have really good representation, right? Specifically for wheelchair basketball, some tennis, and, you know, preparations have gone in, you know, long before this year, right? For some of the equipment that those athletes are using, you know, our team of athletes and our users for that matter are just unreal, right? The stuff they put the products through and how they do that. So yeah, there's preparations taking place. You know, I think a lot of the USA guys are going to be spending some time near the shop in Dallas this summer, doing some training and hanging out and helping with some content and that stuff. But, you know, mostly it's just making sure before they go, they're prepared. You know, before Rio, we sent, you know, Danny out in the bus, right, with all the equipment, and dialed in the men and the women's team and made sure everyone was ready to go. Tokyo, logistically, it's going to be a little different, right? So hopefully these athletes are putting in the same care and attention into their bodies and, you know, our chairs as they are their bodies, right? And making sure that we're all ready to go and we're here to support them no matter what. But yeah, setups are being evolved and built for each athlete, and hopefully they find success. So,
well, so exciting, you know, and it's honest, you know, and it's in a time of COVID when we couldn't plan on anything, it's looking like this is going to happen. And now the buzz is tremendous, and for the athletes involved, we only wish them the best performance, which Performax will have a piece of that, you know. And, you know, for we want gold medals, man. But we want best efforts. And in a sweet ride like the Thunder that Performax makes, you know, their chances are up there. So grateful that, you know, you guys have chosen to support our U.S. athletes in the manner that you do. It's powerful. And I know they appreciate it. And I know, you know, Willie's got a little time frame. I wanted to, you know, say how excited we are, DK3, to be part of this May giveaway. Chris, Willie, why don't you guys really just kind of lay it out there, what it's about, and who might the winners be, and just the project itself.
Yeah, well, we've been doing this a few months now, just some fun giveaway things, right? Trying to give back to our users and the people that are following us, engaging the most, you know, with our social media. And you know, we want to continue to give back, whether it's little stuff, you know, that's something that's, you know, Willie's always kind of been really good at, is hooking people up with stuff at tournaments if they're in trouble or whatever. You know, with the lack of events and things this year with COVID, we just want to make sure that, you know, we're thinking of everyone out there and we're appreciative of everyone. So we got three winners. It's going to have a gift card to Performax and DK merch and some fresh merch from our spring lineup too. So just some fun stuff for these guys. Keep everyone engaged. We're trying to choose like a you know, an organization or a partner every month that we've been working with and that, you know, the relationship's good with. I think, you know, with that being said, the relationship with DK3 and you has been awesome. I think we've achieved some great stuff, you know, and we're forever grateful for, you know, the events that we've had and hopefully are going to continue to have and in whatever fashion those might be, you know. So, but yeah, we want to keep doing the giveaway stuff. You want me to list the names right now? We got three lucky people.
I think it's about that time in the program.
All right. Well, our first winner is from Indiana, and she is a Performax user. I actually personally measured her for a chair. Her name is Hannah X-Line. Next cat is out of Minnesota, a pretty good young baller by the name of Brennan Barnes. I was going to say Brennan Downs, but Brennan Barnes.
You would love it.
Yeah, Minnesota. I hope you're listening, by the way, Brendan. You know, so, and then the next one is actually, I think, little more local to you, DK, Katie Hips. Does she have a son that plays or a daughter?
She's got a little phenom, Josh Hips, one of the fastest junior players in the division and best.
Okay. So we'll hook Josh up with some new tires or something trick for his chair, right? Since he's got that gift card coming with us.
Nice, nice. He'll appreciate it. All the winners will appreciate it. Go ahead.
But let's shed light on, the winners, right? The reason for this is we want to get more followers for this podcast. You know, I've been listening and, big fan of yours, DK, for a long time. And even this podcast, I think it's super unique to be sharing something outside of the norm in our sport. No one's really doing this. So, I mean, you're being a thought leader right now. You know, you still are leading this sport and helping make an impact, right? And being a thought leader and bringing this podcast and a different view to athletes, you know, in their lives and in a different touch, you know, on their faith and their training and everything. So I think it's been amazing. And I'd love to see this continue to grow for you and for DK3 and everyone that's a part of this, right? So,
yeah, thank you so much, Chris. Willie, it's been great having you as a guest and the pioneer. But we're at that point. Willie, you want to sign off with any last words?
No. I just thank you, Dave, for having us here, and having us to share our story. I know, like you said, not a lot of people know the story, but for people that are out there and have dreams, hey, those dreams come true when you work hard. It definitely, for me, it's been a huge dream and I'm still dreaming it, that's the thing. And we're here, we're working hard, to make your chair the best. You're not a number here. You are a person and your name comes through. And I, once in a while, will give you that phone call, my personal touch and try to customize that chair for you. And that's how we are. And I want to make sure that people know that I truly do, just because we do it, from our heart. We're not here, as just a company treating you as a number. So.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much, Willie. Okay, folks, huge thank you again to APM joining the team of sponsors. Couldn't do it without Performax. And what they do in our world today, just unbelievable. So, most of all, I'm grateful for the respect that both you, Willie, and you, Chris, and the company Performax has given me. So it's a blessing for sure. I want to thank all the new, listeners from Facebook Live. And if you would consider, go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts, subscribe to what we got going on with the Wheel Print Podcast, because we're talking to a lot of heavyweight Paralympic folks, and we're laying down stuff that's historical that all should know. But anyways, it's been a great episode and I can't wait for it to hit the streets. And peace, my brothers, and all the people behind the scenes.
Yeah, thank you.
All the love to you, DK. Keep up the good work.
I hope you enjoyed today's show on the Wheel Print Podcast. I invite you to check out our other episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on our website at DaveKileyDK3.com. Special thanks to Dromos Agency for producing this podcast, our lead sponsor, APM Medical, for their support, and Performax Wheelchairs, a sweet ride.